This half hour of the Pensacola Expert Panel is presented by Pensacola State College, who is responsible for the opinions expressed during the show.
What's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Hey, take it away. Get
so
ball and fight.
To your school.
To the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. 850-437-1620 is the number. If you'd like to call or if you'd like to text, we would love to hear from you today. And I say we. So first, let me introduce Dr. Meadows. Good morning.
Good morning.
And of course, like you just heard, Dr. Meadows is with Pensacola State College. And what is your official title there, Dr. Meadows?
I'm president.
You are the president. I feel like we should have raised a flag, though, for you. We missed an opportunity. Come on. You should have walked in and just been had, like, you know, some kind of special, like, Olympic ceremony, just because the Olympics are happening right now. And it would have been also very entertaining. So, Dr. Meadows, thank you so much for joining me. And we have, is it Dr. Dutremble?
It is not.
No, okay.
So, it is Dean Dutremble.
Kathy Dutremble, Dean of Student Affairs.
Yes, and so, Kathy, thank you for coming today, because you have something pretty big to share with us that is happening for the Pensacola State College students, not just the current ones, but future ones. And it doesn't matter what age you are. We were just discussing this. It's never too late, and you're never too old to accomplish your dreams. And we're going to talk about that today, and the endless opportunities and programs and things that are offered at Pensacola State College, which is, I have to just say, I feel like that is the heart of Pensacola. Like, it's the center of our entire city. Everything surrounds Pensacola State College, and it's like you give directions. You're like, yeah, it's that place like two blocks up from Pensacola State College. And my husband still calls it PJC, so we're still working on it. But I want to go ahead and just hand it right over to you, Kathy, to talk about this amazing grant that y'all have received, and kind of what it means for the college and the students that can enroll right now.
Thank you. As we were saying just a little bit earlier this morning, there is just no reason for anyone not to come to college now. There is so much money available to help a student, whether they're full-time, part-time, right out of high school, continuing their education, or an empty nester that's wanting to get started to earn a short-term degree, go right into the workforce, or a degree and transfer on to university. There is so much money available. I can talk about the CARES grant, or Dr. Meadows, would you like to share a little bit about this great grant, $11 million?
No, I think you're on the roll. Just keep going.
Okay. So we've been awarded $11 million in CARE Act funds, grant funds, for use for our students, those that are already with us, those that are about to enroll at Pensacola State College. It can be used for their tuition and fees and books. It can be used for other means to help support them. It is not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. So that is the awesome things. We have started taking applications. We'll continue to take applications and provide an opportunity for students that never thought that they could leave high school or earn a GED and go on to get a college degree. So that is so exciting for us. This opens the door for a lot of people that never thought of this as an option for them. We also have additional grant funds for students that graduated from high school in Escambia and Santa Rosa County in 2020 and this year, 2021. In fact, I'll even pay their application fee, and I've got scholarship money to help them get started this fall. Classes start in a couple of weeks, August 16th, so I can provide some scholarship money while they're looking for other opportunities for funds. There's just so much money available now for students.
Wow. I mean, and that's the thing, is like, there people, we don't know until we know. And once that information is out there, then you can take advantage of it, and in the best ways. I'm looking here, tuition, books, housing and utilities, transportation, child care. So you have a lot of single parents, or not even single parents, just parents who had kids. Then later on, they're like, you know what? I want to go ahead and get a degree. I want to go ahead and further my education. But what am I going to do with, you know, these kids that I have? Like,
well, Jenna, 61% of our students are female. And of that group, the average age of our student, it ranges between 24 and 25. So when you look at half of our programs being workforce programs and the other half being university transfer, you get every age group from dual enrollment in high school all the way up to senior citizens. And a lot of single parents, are both men and women single parents, are coming to Pensacola State because they need a different degree or an advanced degree in their career ladder to move up and earn a better living in Northwest Florida. And about 97% of our students stay local.
That was going to be my next question. What percentage of students stay local, and how is it pouring back into our community?
Exactly. You know, the interesting thing that Dean Dutrimmel was talking about on the CARES Act funds is that a lot of people never realize that Pensacola State College is in the top 1% of affordability in the nation. For example, you know, $1,300 is probably going to pay your tuition and fees for an entire semester. And if you look at the differential between universities and community colleges, you know, it's usually about half the cost of a university. And so it doesn't cost a lot, but there are other things that prevent students besides tuition and fees from coming to college, and those things are child care, you know, the ability to pay their utility bill. Mm-hmm. And so the CARES Act fund is actually going to help students provide those kinds of costs to allow them to be able to take the time to come back to college.
That's wonderful. I love that. Okay, so on that note, right, you have these funds available, and future students, which, like we said, can be of any age. And if you're just tuning in, I'm Jenna Barr. We have Dr. Meadows and Kathy Dutrimble here from Pensacola State College. We're talking about recent grant money received and how it's impacting not just students, but our community and our future. And you said it was $11 million. Wow. And so this isn't just for your tuition. This can go to books. This can go towards transportation, you know, which is also a huge burden on people who are trying to make that decision. Do I put food on my table and pay my rent? Do I go back to school so I can get a better job than the minimum wage job I'm working? This is an opportunity. And there's still online classes available for people to take advantage of. But how does one get information about this grant or receiving this money? Is there a process? Is it still going through the admissions office and financial aid, or how do they go about doing that?
There's an application. Anyone that's interested can go to our website, pensacolastate.edu/CARES, CARES. The application is simple. Fill that out. It will be reviewed, and then they should expect to hear back from someone letting them know how much they've been awarded. And in the meantime, they can take advantage of other grants. There's a free application for federal student aid. A lot of students in this community will know of it as Pell Grant money. If you apply for the CARES Act money, that doesn't mean you can't also apply and qualify for that Pell Grant money. So that would be money in addition to what you may qualify for. Then there's grant money that I have available for those recent high school graduates. They would just need to fill out our scholarship application, which is also on our website, pensacolastate.edu/financial-aid-scholarships. So there's, if they'll go to the website, if not, I'll make sure that they have a phone number before we leave that they can call today to get additional information. Can I give that to you now?
Absolutely.
850-484-2000.
And, you know, if you can't remember all of that, all you have to do, if you have a computer and access to the internet, is punch in Pensacola State and go to the admissions webpage, and there's a box up in the right-hand corner that you can click on to make an application for the CARES Act money. And we can't leave out our college foundation either. They provide a tremendous number of scholarships to our students, and normally those scholarships in many cases are available to students that don't qualify for other kinds of financial aid at the college. So as Dean DeTremble said, you know, there is a way for you to find the financial resources to come to Pensacola State, whether it be the CARES Act money or filling out the FAFSA for a Pell Grant, or, you know, veterans, they have financial aid opportunities as well. And then our foundation provides scholarships, a lot of scholarships to students each year.
That's amazing. This is incredible. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're wondering, oh, they're throwing out money. There's free money. Yes, well, so we're talking about just recent money that Pensacola State College has received, the CARES grant, and these dollars are available for eligible students. Yes, there is an application. We will be podcasting this episode as well, so I'll have all the information on our news radio, 92.3.com. You can go to podcasts and look for Pensacola State College Today with all the numbers, all the websites, all the links that you need to click on to go and check this out. Maybe, you know, you're tuning in, you're like, oh, well, that's not for me, but I have a grandson or a granddaughter, a niece, a nephew that is just stuck in a rut, right? Everybody wants to be able to provide, put food on in their mouths, on their tables, but they also dream of making a little bit more money, doing something that they're passionate about, but they need the education to do so. This is a great opportunity to share this with your families, your friends. Get the word out, because a lot has happened in this past 18 months. We've seen a lot of changes, but we also know that Pensacola State College remains strong. In fact, you were really excited to share about how proud you were of everybody making that transition to online classes and doing things virtually, and then continuing their education and also reducing the numbers of cases at the college as well. Correct, Kathy?
I think I was bragging on that a little
bragging.
Bit.
And, I'm okay
and
with that.
And the great job that Dr. Meadows and the administrative yes. team did to set up our COVID protocols mm-hmm. when we had to suddenly go from on campus to virtual. Almost overnight,
yeah.
And we were able to do that. We kept our COVID cases at a minimum. We have started back with a few on-campus classes. We hope to offer more on-campus classes in person this fall.
Sure.
We'll still have online. And we also have a great option live online, where you can be at home or wherever is your safe space. You can use virtual technology, Zoom, so that you can see your instructor, you can see your students, and you can interact with them. And those courses are set at particular times and dates of the week, but that's the third option. So we provide not only a lot of different opportunities for different degrees, but a lot of different ways that we deliver those courses so that students can either be in person face-to-face or sort of in person via Zoom or all online.
That's awesome.
And we're very proud of the fact that, according to our records, no student or faculty member became infected with COVID in the classroom last year. That's because of the protocols that we had set up. And we will have protocols this fall as well. And as we all know, you know, we're now masking indoors. We just sent that email out that mm-hmm. Beginning Monday, everyone will be required, if they're indoors, to have a mask on campus. But you know, our face-to-face classes are critically important to students because many of our programs require clinicals and laboratories. You can't become a welder or a nurse without interacting.
That makes sense. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Face-to-face.
Right. Yeah, you think about like the things, well, why can't I do everything at home? No, there are some things where you actually need hands-on. So let's talk about programs. There is a surplus of things available. I shared before that last year, before I had to become, you know, the cruise ship director of homeschooling for my children, which was not made for that, okay? I'm not going to go to PSC to become a teacher, okay? I like doing radio. But I started applying to school and looking. I was like, it was like Pages. Okay, what else do they have available? Pages. And so just name some of your top programs that students really gravitate towards when it comes to Pensacola State College.
Well, we have an entire campus, the Warrenton campus. It's our health science and nursing campus. So there we have nursing degrees that take anywhere from one semester up to 4 years. You know, we have 17 nationally accredited programs in health science and nursing. Our dental hygiene program is very, very strong and large. Nursing, of course, is our largest program, but we have other health science programs there, including vet tech. And our students do very well, 100% pass rate on the national exam. One of our fastest growing programs and our next to the largest programs is cybersecurity and cyber forensics. We just opened a new facility with two war rooms for cybersecurity. We also offer cybersecurity at our South Santa Rosa Center in Midway. And then, of course, at a Milton campus, we have the wonderful relationship with the University of Florida where a student can get their baccalaureate degree in a lot of fields like agricultural and forestry related. So if you look at our culinary program, those have immediate impact in our community for jobs. And right now, everybody is hurting that's in the hospitality and restaurant management business looking for workers, a workforce. We have great programs in construction science, drafting, graphic designs is graphic design is one of our larger programs. So in visual arts, you know, we offer that program and a lot of internship opportunities in our community for students that are in those technical fields. One of our most unique programs is applied engineering, and we teach a plethora of programs, concentrations in that, CNC machining, welding, carpentry, CAD-CAM, you know, 3D printing. And, you know, if I took time to think about it, I could probably name off at least 40 of the 100-plus programs that we have at the college that are workforce-related. And then, of course, the university transfer, which is a guarantee to transfer to any public, to a public university in the state of Florida. And then we also have our baccalaureate degree programs in business, cybersecurity, and business.
Very good. So endless opportunities and options for one to choose from. Plus, locations are available, and people don't have to worry about where am I gonna go that's close to my home. I live in Santa Rosa County. I live in Gulf Breeze. I live in Navarre. There are options. And I also like that you mentioned your relationship with University of Florida. We have them on the show sometimes too, and their agricultural knowledge, it blows my mind. And so having that relationship too, because I think a lot of people are becoming more eco-friendly when it comes to just their lifestyle. And then people are becoming, my son for one, is super interested in becoming a marine biologist and in how to really end ocean pollution. And so I'm like, okay, well, I know people who know people, like, you know, but I like that. I want kids to be encouraged from a young age all the way up until they're going into college. I do have a question. This is a little bit more philosophical, but what do you think is the one reason, it could be very simple or it could be deeper, what is the one reason holding individuals back from going back to school right now?
Ooh, I wish we had the answer to that, because if we had the answer to that, it would help us provide possibly assistance and services that would get them back in. I don't think there's any one particular thing, but I think there is a trend that I've been reading about, that the high school graduates, a percentage of high school graduates are not immediately going into college. So I don't know what they're doing, and I think it's pandemic related. Dean Trimble, maybe you've got some ideas.
I would agree with what you are stating, and I think Dr. Meadows, that a lot of it is pandemic related, and I certainly want to respect that. But I also want to encourage people that, and now I'm going to rely on some data and some research that shows that when you wait, if you don't go to college or continue to pursue post-secondary education, the longer you're out, the longer you're out. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm encouraging everybody to do it now, not tomorrow. Let's get started today. And at Pensacola State College, we have so many opportunities, not just financially, because we've talked a lot about that today, but we have some awesome resources to help support students. If they need tutoring, if they need some extra attention, if they, anything that they need, our goal is to help them to provide those services so they can just focus on being in the classroom or being in their hands-on learning experiences to prepare them to go into the job market. We know that there are a lot of jobs available right now. Also, we know that those students that earn a degree, whether it's a certificate or a four-year degree or beyond, over the span of their lifetime, they'll make more money. They'll also be happier, and that's probably because they have more money and they built a solid foundation and are able to take care of themselves and their family. So I hope that they'll continue to consider all the options available to them and that they won't let COVID stand in the way of their opportunities.
And, you know, we, Kathy, talking about the different kinds of student support services that we provide, we have really focused on mental health over the last several years. Mm-hmm. So we have mental health counselors to help students. And, you know, when you go through the trauma of a pandemic, whether you're impacted from a medical standpoint or not, there oftentimes are psychological issues that people have to deal with because of the fear factor. The fear factor of your loved ones getting COVID, or you're getting COVID, or getting it again after you've had it, or not being able to get back into the mainstream of the workforce. So mental health is very, very important to us, and we have a fine staff that can provide those services to students. And we have a lot of, we have probably 18 to 19% of our students are military related. They're either veterans or veteran dependents or active military dependents. And we have two different federal programs to help veterans get back in college. So, you know, the assistance there is available. And we have an advising center that, and would you mention the Saturday that we're going to be open, Danger Trimble?
Yes, I wanted to plug.
Yes,
please. For those that can't get by to see us during the week, we're open from 7:30 to 5 Monday through Thursday, 7:30 to 4 on Fridays. But if you can't get there during the week, come and see us Saturday, August the 7th. We'll be available to help in any way that we can, from financial aid to an application to testing to registration for courses, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's on the Pensacola campus, Warrington campus, Milton campus, and out at our South Santa Rosa Center.
Okay, very good. I'm going to put that information on the podcast as well, so people, when they go back, they can just take a look at it and have those locations and those times as well. So one more time as we wrap up here, we have about a minute left. Can you give the information one more time, the phone number, and then again the website for people to go to inquire about the CARES grant?
PensacolaState.edu/CARES, CARES, or call us at 850-484-2000.
Yes, don't wait another day. Right, Kathy? Right, Dr.
Correct.
Meadows? Don't wait another day. You have the president himself here telling you there's options, right? There's options for you.
Thank you for having us, Jenna. We appreciate the opportunity to provide information via this opportunity on news radio.
I really humbly appreciate all the work you do in furthering educations and helping our community thrive, and not just our community, but the individuals that are in it, so they can have bright futures and they can have amazing lives. And it starts with a foundation of education and empowerment. So thank you so much for what you both do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Don't go anywhere. We've got more for you coming up here on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. But first, let's check in and see what's coming up in the news with Mark Jacobs.